A larger proportion of adults are single today than at any other time in history. Some people are single by choice, while others consider singlehood a lifestyle they would never choose. In this program, we're going to explore practically all aspects of single life and how to make it work for you, regardless of why you're single and regardless of whether it's a temporary or permanent lifestyle. Throughout this program, there will be numerous opportunities to look at the material in a way that lets you apply the issues I talk about specifically to your life. Most of what you'll hear, you'll readily identify with. Some parts of this program, you'll want to listen to over and over again, while other parts may not apply to you at all. But it's important that you listen to the entire program and keep a pencil and paper handy for the exercises and in order to take note of those items that particularly strike home. By the end of this program, you'll have your own custom-made survival guide. Feel free to stop the tape at any point where you find you may need a moment or two to reflect on what's being said, or when you want to take time to think about how to apply the information to your own unique situation. Some people find it most helpful to listen to the program all the way through before doing any of the exercises. For others, it's more beneficial to attempt the exercises during the first listening. The exercises are designed to enable you to put some of the most difficult aspects of single life into a workable perspective. This is something you may never have done before. Most importantly, I invite you to consider this program to be a constant source of support that you know will always be there for you whenever you can use it. I have based this program on over 20 years of clinical experience I gained in my practice as a psychologist, including the time when I wrote the popular book, The Art of Living Single. While writing this book, I interviewed scores of single people who I would not ordinarily have seen in my practice and seminars. I learned what worked for them, and this program is based, in addition to other things, on that consensus. While writing The Art of Living Single, I made it a point to ask every person I interviewed these two questions. What is the best advantage that you could tell me about being single? And what is the worst disadvantage you find about being single? You might want to think about and note how you would answer these questions. Practically everyone I interviewed pointed to the awesome amount of freedom and choice that a single lifestyle provided them as being the best thing about single life. This even came from people who swore that life as a single is something...
For the complete program, please click below.